People recycle for more than just obvious reasons. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Nolan, associate professor of psychology at the University of Scranton, discusses a unique experiment focusing on the psychological reasons why people recycle.
I've researched social norms as they relate to environmental beliefs and behavior for more than a decade. As environmental problems such as global warming continue to mount, more and more people are taking action. If you ask someone why they recycle or why they conserve energy, they're likely to cite reasons such as a concern for future generations or an altruistic desire to help the environment. Some might admit to a selfish motivation, such as a desire to save money. What you probably won't hear is, "I recycle because everyone's doing it." Yet research shows that the behavior of others or social norms can be highly motivating. My colleagues and I conducted a study investigating different approaches to motivating people to conserve energy. Some households received information about how much money they could save by conserving. Others were told how conservation would benefit future generations or how conserving energy would help to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The last group, our social norms group, received information stating only that the majority of their neighbors were conserving energy. After 4 weeks, our results showed that households who received information about their neighbors consumed less energy compared to households that received other types of information. Perhaps most interestingly, when we asked those same households if the information they received had motivated them, we found the exact opposite pattern of results. Those who received information about their neighbors claimed to be the least motivated, even though they had in fact conserved the most. This research shows that social norms can be a powerful driver of environmental behavior, even though individuals may not identify it as such.
That was Jessica Nolan of the University of Scranton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
You gotta make some trash, well, don't throw it out. Recycle. We gotta learn to recycle.